mal weiter. Mechitzen Hadamara. Honey Rabbi Yehuda, Eller Meir, Mayag Lameim, according to Meir, we know Mechitza from the Cheshbainis of the Kruvim. And we had a problem with the Rabbi Yehuda. It didn't work out that. The Gemara, Kinasai Hilchas al Good, Beloved, the Daif and Akuma. Yeah. Look, Rashi. Hanukh Abihuda. Hadaman the Gavasara. Hanukh Abihuda, the Loy Nafkalei Mikra. It's Rech Hilchasa. We can't learn it out from the Kruvim. And if we need a Pasuk, we need a Halachas Mashiach. Tell me, the Shiv Mechitza. The good, Mehech the Tzarech Lemegad. Oy good Achis, Oy good Asik. Interesting, Rashi. Rashi said, what's the example? Kagoyin Achsadra Bivakast. I mean, Pitik or Yerev Vesaisim. Says Rashi, now what's example of good achis? Pitikra, which is Gemara later, in Tazayin, where it talks about if you have an achsadra, which is like some type of patio, which doesn't have regular walls, So there's a concept called Pitikra Yerev Vesaisim, depending on the condition, which means if the roof is a tefach thick, so then kilu, the roof, which is a tefach thick, so the side of the roof, kilu goes down and becomes a mechitza. That's pitein. That's what Rashi's saying. That's really an example of good achis. That's example of good achis. So, the obvious question is, why are we talking about regular case of good achis? Regular case of good achis would be just like good asik, which is in Mishnah, who talks about if you start building a wall, according to some Rishonim, we said according to the Ranaz, according to some Rishonim, you start building a wall from the bottom up, you get 10 tvachim. So the Mishnah says it's kosher. Why is it kosher? According to some Rishonim, it's within good asik. It goes 10. How do you get from 10 to the schach? You have good asik. But what about the opposite? You started building from the top, and then you built 10 tefachim from the schach. So do you say good achis over there? So the answer is because it's mechleikis, and we hold mission on Tez Zayin. A mashal shemfanas b'malu lamata, in gavayim and arish leishet tefachim b'sula. Why? Reza says it's okay. But Tanakhama says it's possible. Why? Because the concept called Bekiyas Gedim. Since a Gedi could get underneath it, so therefore that shter is the Mechitza. The goat could come in. Hakapanim, so therefore Rashi doesn't give the example of good achis, the case of a wall. We start with, we have 10 tefachim of a wall, and then it doesn't quite make it to the mountain. So Rashi does give an example of Pitikra, right? But the big problem, the Pneshua speaks itself, the big problem is that if there's a problem with Bekiyas Gedim, right? So why is every Pitikra, how does every Pitikra work with Tam Ganachis? By Pitikra, why do you have a problem with Bekiyas Gedim? Pneshua talks about it over there, but that's a very difficult question. Why is Pitikra better than Gerachas? Pitikra L'chayra is less of a wall than Gerachas, right? And really had the same problem in the Ran. Because in the Ran we discussed, if you remember, that the Ran says, there is no Gerachasik. There is no Gerachasik by Sukkah. Because we need Mechitzas and Ikaros. That's what we saw the Ran before. The Ran says, on this Gemara, when the Gemara says, good, he says that's by Shabbos. By Sukkah, there is no Gerachasik. Why? Because you need mechitzas in the karas. We had the Gemara before. So then the question is, so why is Pitikra work? Karpitik is also not mechitz lekaris. So Tais before already said that pitikra is more nicker. Pitikra is problematic, but what can you do? Pitikra works, ganachas doesn't work. And the Ran says there is no ganachas gasukah, pitikra works. So it's a problem. But anyway, but those are the facts. There's another nekuda over here. That what does the Gemara say? Lavud, right? Meaning lavud says Rashi pachas megimel is lavud. Deif nekuma pachas nalaramis. So this is all these three things is nichlal in a lochmash mesina called mechitzin, right? It means lavud seems to be din in mechitza. As a matter of fact, there's a sugi later in the Fitzayin, the Gemara discusses whether it's Yesh Lavud Be'emtza, Eschach. Alright, less than three tefachim of Avir in the Sukkah, Eschach is kosher, it doesn't pass, so you say Lavud. So Gemara's Mesupik, is it Dafka by the end, less than three tefachim doesn't pass, or even in the middle of the Sukkah? Shall we say Yesh Lavud Be'emtza, or ain't Lavud Be'emtza? That's the sugi, the whole Gemara. The Ran over there says, what's the manomer holds ain't love bamsa? Why not? Says the Ran, because lovud is a din in mechitza. He quotes the Agamara. Halachmash sin of lovud is a din in mechitza. Man doesn't help by the tzchach, in the middle. You have less than three tefachim out in the middle, according to the manomer, it doesn't work. Why? Because love is only by tzchach, by mechitzas, not by schach. But you see the card, this Gemara seems to say love is only by mechitza, not only by mechitza. It didn't mechitza. You say love by mechitza, right? So the big problem with that is, this day McBrach talks about, haray we find love in all of the Shabbos, not regarding mechitza. Legabe hanocha, and shesarabim, if it's within three tefachim. Right, Arismetal, we say that if it's tindri tefachim on the ground, it's considered an anocha. Right, it's like it's on the ground. Because tindri tefachim, we say lavud. So we see there's a concept of lavud, even not new mechitza. Like Abay Tzav, not new mechitza. Other places also. So what's going on over here? A very basic question. So the Emi Brach wanted to say it's two dinim in lavud. He said there's the concept of lavud. The din of lavud that there's no hefsik between if it's within three tefachim to something, so it's not considered a hefsik. And there's another concept of lavud that kili fill it up. Another concept of lavud kili fill it up. So mel zokta bracha that when it comes to mechitza, there it's not enough. All right, you need a mechitza. You need a mechitza ten tefachim. You need a mechitza dal tefachim wide. In the mechitza, it's not enough to say that there's no hefsek. You need the actual mechitza. So meila, what the Gemara over here said that lava is lachmash mesina of mechitza. That means the lava that the kilu is filled up. But the lava that there's no hefsek, that we have in other places also. So gabe haitzah, right? He threw something and within three tefachim. We say it's kilu, it's nach. That means there's no hefsek between the object and the ground if it's within three tefachim, as if it's on the ground. But it doesn't mean that it's filled up. It means there's no hefsek. It's on the ground. But the gabe mechitza is there. Time is at least chiddush. He wants to say, but you want to say that the gabe mechitza you need the space. You need it filled in. It has to be mechitza. So therefore that's the special alchemish missing. Okay. Zog the Gemara Vayita. Mishnah said, "Shein l'shalosh tfanis, it's possible." Tana Rabbanan. Shnayim kilchasa, a shlish is the fil tefach. Two kilchasa, what does that mean? Zagrashi, nizrach is tfanis. Obviously, lav dafka, kamin gam. Right angle, a dres or others. Either way, that's kilchasa. What does kilchasa mean? Kishim meshach sukkah has bizayin. Zion this way, two full walls. Zion. And the third one could be even a tefach. We'll see in the Hemshach Vikamor and Abzayin, where exactly you have to place this little tefachol over there. Yeah, so that's a big headache. But okay, we'll get there. Mit Hashem. So now says the Gemara, where do we know this from? Don Nachman, Don Rabban, Shnayim Kli Chasan Shel Fil Tefach. Rav Shimon says Shaul Kli Chasan, Revi is a Fil Tefach. He needs three full walls, and only the fourth wall could be a Tefach. Ma'akim Efugi. Baran Sav Yeshem Masiris. Rav Shimon Sav Yeshem LeMikro. Zok Rashi. What does Masiris mean, and what does Mikro mean? Says Rashi Yeshem Masiris Kemosha Kosav Moshe. Umasa b'seif entirely Yisraeli. Ha'aim, he ha'aim va'ikar. Yesh aim means the ikar. The loy kemoshu nikra. Meaning, is the question is the way it's said, the way it's spoken, or the way it's written. Yesh aim masaris means the masaris of the words, how it says in the Sefer Torah. Yesh aim amikra is how you read it. So made like this. Says Rashi, is Akdam Mufas. Now three times it says the word sukkahs. It says twice without a vav, and once with the vavs. Besakas, besukkahs teishu v'shama without vavs. Besukkahs teishu, or yeshu besukkahs. Ki besukkah, yisei shafti, chad molei, utrein chaser. So now, so what's the machlokes here? Rabbanan Tzav Yeshem L'Mesayrus, Rabshim Tzav Yeshem L'Mikra, Rabbanan Tzav Yeshem L'Mesayrus, Dehainu, Besachas, Besachas, Besukais. So Sacha Kol, how many do you have? Four. Because Sachas is one, Sachas is two, Sukais is another two, so Sacha Kol, you have four. Dal Chad L'Gufe, so the first Pasuk, which is Chaser, we need that, just tell me that you need a Sukkah. So we're left with one chaser and one malay, so that's three. Shtaim kil chasan, vasoy hilchasa v'garata l'shlishis v'ukmasa atefach. So Halach Meshavisena says that even though you have in the psukim you end up with three walls, we knock down one of the walls. Halach Meshavisena says Rashi, besukkos. So you can't start darshaning the first time the pasuk appears. You need the pasuk to tell me the basic concept. You need a sukkah before you tell me that it's telling me how many walls you have. It's got to tell me you need that pral, this thing called a sukkah in the world. Hilchasa, hadar min alel. Oh, so Rashi, what's this hilchasa? Rashi throws you back to what it says we just learned before. That mechitza is lachim ashim esinai. Lachim amit malay hilchasa lemechitzas lemigre leshlishes daifin sukkah lemiskei b'lei b'tefah. So Rashi, this is also included in what the Gemara came out before, that three things, the mechitza is called three things, good, love, and daifin akuma. So then the Rishash asks a question, so why did the Gemara say that? Good, love, and Deifin Akuma, why do we also say that Shlish is filled Tepach? Before things. So Rishash is a Chiddush. Kisra Hills are good, right? I think it's Rashi. Koshalim, Madula Kamenami, Hodla Kamon, Lean Deifin Shlish is the Saga of Tepach. Why isn't that in the list? The four things in the list. Veneri says a chiddush. Zeh nichlal gam kein begud. The hainu. Goyid hamachitza b'meshech la'irach. Shash is mechadish. That we have good asik and good achis. We also have good going sideways. We extend the wall sideways. The shlish that fill tefach. How does shlish fill tefach work? Zakter shash is mechadish. That the way it works is that we extend that tefach that should be the whole wall. That's the chiddush of the Rishash. Why it's not in the list? Because it is in the list. But Rashi is clear not like that. Rashi we just read. Rashi says, "Hadim el el mechitzos halacha moish mesinai lahachinami itmerle." Right? This also, not that we already said it. We're adding this. Stakish to Gemara. Why did the Gemara say the Shushash has Ara? Bakbanim. Rashi Chayy is not like him. But that's a lumnus of the Shash. Other Chayyim also say. And together of the Shlishis Fil Tefach, that together they extended, that we find other places also, Chayyim that say. Not really in Rishayim, but upon the Chayyim do have such an idea. Dagmar Vayter. We'll see maybe in Hemshuch where it comes in. Some want to say that to get in the gate to Taisis, because Taisis is Akasha, if you build four walls, why is the Shaila about Taisis? Taisis is Akasha. You just have a sugya, yeah? Only needs three, right? If you build four, why is the problem about Taisis? So, some of Chayim asks, why is Taisis only asked when we build four? What if you build three full walls? When we build three, four walls, why is Taisin asked also about Taisin? It says, Shusifil Tefa. Same Gemara that says you only need three, the same Gemara says the third one only has to be Tefa. So why is Taisin asked that, why Shusifil Tefa? Let's say you build three walls, it should also be a problem about Taisin, you don't need the full wall. So some want to say, if you say the Pshat is together, that the Tefa is extended and really becomes a whole wall, that's not Shver. Because Batsim and Tefach is a full wall. So if I build a full wall, it's really the same thing. It's not about Taisif. The Tefach, Batsim is a full wall. If I build a full wall, so I have a full wall. Same thing. Taisif only has in the fourth wall. Okay. Maybe you could explain it otherwise. Well, that's where maybe this Chakira comes into play. So look more Vaita. Again, so the first possibility in the Machlaikis is whether Yeshem a Mikra or Yeshem a Messiah. And everyone agrees that the first pasuk cannot be used for a drasha, and everyone agrees that Lach Mashina is coming to be Megareya. The shaila is how many do we have? So according to Tanakama, we're left with three. We knock off one. If Shimon says Yeshem Mikra, we read it all in Mole. Besukais, besukais, besukais. Ereshkan sheish. Each one's two. Two times three is six. Dal chag kra lagufe. We knock down one pasuk and tell me you need a sukkah. And so happens to be it's Malay, but say if the pasuk tells me you need a sukkah. So how much are we left with? Arba, Shalish Kol Chasan, Asar Hilchasa, Megrata Lervias, Vukmisa Atefa. So that's the first possibility to explain the machlaik. Ibai Seva, Kul Alma, Yeshem Mikra. Everyone holds Yeshem Mikra. A mela, you start off with six. Bach kamifli. Marasava schacha baikra. Marasava schacha loy baikra. Says Rashi schacha loy baikra. The mashmusa the gufe nafka the sukkah loy schach loy mikri. As Rashi told me a few times, al shema schach kari sukkah. So the first pasuk that's there, just to tell me you need a sukkah, by definition, you have schach. Because you don't have schach, it's not a sukkah. So therefore we don't need an extra pasuk to tell me schach. So meila. So what do we have? One legufe, four left over. The hichos says magreya. The one you need three. The other man the says no. The tanakama says no. Sukkah schach also needs a pasuk. Meila. Just, so the first pasuk is knocked out for the kufe. We're left with four. So one of the four, and it's interesting over here, it's a little bit of a problem you're showing, maybe the thing you're reversing, but here we're not knocking out a second pasuk for a schach. We're saying out of the four, like Akilu is four sukkahs, right? Out of the four, we'll use three for Tfanis and one for Schach. Mela three fitvanas. Mela the hilchasa is megareya, and only need a tefach. So the Ran is an interesting Ran in Sanhedrin, the Abdallah, that they bring down. The Ran asks a kasha at this stage of the Gemara. Gemara is saying, the Sukkah by cross, right? The first pasuk is just for the Sukkah. The Fana is the other Psukim. And we also need one of them, we also need a pasuk for Schach. Yeah? If you have a pasuk for Schach, you have a pasuk for Fana, so we need a pasuk for Sukkah. What else is there? Sukkah is the fanas and schach. You're passing for the floor. What do you need? What do you need? Why do you need both? Why do you need three things? Does that affect the Ran? Mach shahachim kain the schach baikra with fanas nami baikra and kain ahu kra dil gufei mayashmina. Chayin is soy mishnas a sukkah in loy mischach with fanas. So what's the sukkah without schach and fanas? Akach mikra l'gufe nishma oy schach oy tfana. It's a pashul chal kroy. Sukkah's got to be either walls or schach. It's got to be something. Yeshlaimah says the kroy l'gufe l'ashmina el shenasa schach al dal kundesin. I would think if you just had one possible gufe, so you could make schach, build four posts, and put the schach on the four posts. Yeah, ukroy the schachos. So what's the pasuk of schach telling me? Sukkah tells me that already. Shloi hey, schach min asli. It can't be tassel loy min asli. Loy medor apostel schach. So when we say schach baikra, not the etzim concept, the idea of schach needs a pasuk. Schach baikra means kosher schach. You know, it's a little funny. They ask the Gemara, all these psulim, the Gemara learns out later from other we know from other places, the psulim of schach, right? It can't be Tassel and also, it can't be Dom Kapatuma. It's a little funny. They're around saying that this pasuk over here is what's telling me, the Schach Baikra is telling me it has to be Schach Kasha. Sukkah Prowl. Okay. Ibai Seima, the Kulal Mayesh Eim Lemesiris. Fakert. Everyone holds Yesh Eim Lemesiris. The Mela, we only have three. Four. When we were starting out with four, so we knock out one legufa. We're left with three. The Tanakam Hall, the Lachmash Masinai knocks down the third one. Right. So instead of going from three to two plus, we go from three to three plus. That's where Reb Shimon's coming from. The Lachmash, they're arguing. What is the Lachmash Masina doing? This is probably one of the places where they ask the Rambam. Rambam in the Hakdam of Pesach Mishnah, he says that there's no machlokes in Halacha Mesh Mesinai. Rambam writes. I think the Chavis Yar, the Tshuva, I think it's called Sadi Beit, if I remember correctly. He has like a lot of places where you do find machlokes in Halacha Mesh Mesinai. I don't remember if he means it is. I just know about it now. Ibai Seima, Kul Alma, Kesoy Hilchas Ulgareya, Yeshem Mesiris. Everyone holds that Lachmash Zina is knocking it down. And still, Yesh Eim L'Mesiris. So, Batsem, Bukhari left with three. He knocked down one. It's two and a third. We were two and a tefach. Where is the Bishim coming from? Vachem Darshan Tchilas Kamifagi. Marasav Darshan Tchilas. Marasavar Ein Darshan Tchilas. So, Hagufo, the Gemara assumes the Pasha before. The first Pasik is needed Lagufai. You can't start darshaning until you have one pasuk telling me that's my day of a sukkah. You all know we can already darshan for the first pasuk to mount the walls. So meila, so we have the first sachas, we have two chasses, one mal, that's four, and Halacha Mesh Sinai knocks you down to three at a tefach. Says Rashi. Darshan Tchilas, Ladrasha, Mahavul Arba. Masna Omar, time there of Shimon Mahacha. Vesukatil, Otel Yaima, Mechayrev, Ulamachse, Ulamistar, Mizarem, Umimata. Pasuk says, we had this pasuk earlier, Mizarem Borchad, you need tail, that pays him an aleph. But the whole pasuk says, Tukatil, Otel Yaima, Mechayrev, Nehit, Ulamachse, protect you, Ulamistar, Mizarem, Umata. So Meir says Rashi, the machsel mister, lav machse mizeremu. Sharuach doesn't protect you from the wind. Sharuach meishiv as a zerem from the rain. Meishiv as a zerem derech derech from the parrots. Even though, right, even if it's sholish kelchosari, or viz fil tefach, also doesn't really do much to stop the, you know, the rain from coming in over there. That little tefachol, you need to hold like the Rashash that it's, that, you know, it's good, yeah. But still, the rain might not know the Rashash, so could still get in, yeah. Pashi, you have to say that the drasha, it's not a drasha. The sukkah has to actually protect you. Just saying, the sukkah has to be the mount of walls that would normally protect you. So, and see, the Gemara later learns out. The Gemara list that we had before, right? Abai says the list of all the people that hold Sukkah Diras Keva. One of the people that made it to the list is Reb Shimon, who says you need 3+. Right? So the question is, if it's just a drasha of sukkahs, then where do you see that it's keva? It could be in some shame anyway, for sure, that lefi, the last half, your masna, that you learn out that it has to protect you somewhat, so that's already a gedder of keva.